You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. See, usually I open with something personal, and you guys probably don't want to hear the personal stuff, but I think it's important for you to know what's going on in my personal life, you know, really up into my personal life, because then you kind of understand what kind of a mood I'm in, you know, the rest of the day. And, you know, my mood is pretty, pretty important, especially when it comes to patients. A lot of people actually listen to my show before they come in to see me as a patient later that day. And like, oh my gosh, what's she upset about? What happened with Obamacare now? What did her husband do to her? But I actually feel pretty good. And I think the reason why I feel pretty good is because I've been, like, you know, trying some new, like, beauty products, right, you know, on my face. And don't worry, I'm not pushing any brand. I don't even know what the hell they're called. But I kind of have this new moisturizer, but I do a toner the night before, and I'm liking the way it looks, you know. And they find that when you, you know, feel like you look good, you feel good and you do good. So I kind of feel like I'm looking good. I'm liking my skin. I haven't had a zit now in like 5 days, so I'm like really, really happy. You know, I don't understand why middle-aged people still get acne. That to me is ridiculous. I understand the whole pubertal thing. I get the whole hormonal thing. But here's the other thing too. I have not done a television interview in close to 2 weeks. Usually, I get pimples like a day or two before I get called for TV, and I don't really mind it too much because I really love getting my TV interviews, but maybe that's why. Here, my face is clear, nice and clean, and no television interviews. All of a sudden, I get a big, nasty pimple, and then all of a sudden, oh, can you please come on in 2 hours? I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even have makeup to cover it up. So I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. The knee thing, really, really bad. Remember I told you I fell about a week or two ago, and then I just kept running, and that's been good. And, you know, yeah, my knees are bruised, and as long as I don't touch the patella, I'm good. The patella is your kneecap. You know, when you bruise your bone, when you get a bone contusion, it could hurt. And, you know, my patellas are really swollen. In fact, I could probably put one of my bras on the patella and it'll fill it. They're almost like double D patellas. So my patellas are pretty swollen right now. Or the anterior compartment of the knee is swollen in front of. I probably have also prepatellar bursitis. I wouldn't be surprised with that. But anyway, they're kind of, you know, plump lately. But I was fine until, of course, the weather changed. When the weather changed, I live in Vegas, and so when there is just a touch bit of clouds, okay, and just a touch bit of humidity, boom, you can't walk. So I've been kind of limping. So patients are looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I know I need a double MRI and a double arthroscopy, as well as the hysterectomy and all the other stuff I need to do. But why was I going into the knees? Oh, because they hurt. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. We're going to talk about how it looks like marijuana can actually hurt the heart. You know, not that people smoking marijuana care, but for those of us who don't smoke, this is kind of concerning. And then if you want to reduce pain, they say put the body part under a magnifying glass. And when you are looking at a magnification of the body part that hurts, it doesn't seem to hurt. See, to me, that would make me kind of giggle. Then many media outlets are talking about the e-cigs because the FDA wants to regulate it. And then we have fourth graders caught selling pot at school and, of course, in Colorado. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Again, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And really quickly, we have a raffle going on this week. Anybody that donates $25 or more to Kids Fighting Blood Cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society on my website is going to earn a chance to win an interview on the Dr. Dahlia Show. And many of you guys know, my show plays coast to coast, right? Uh-huh. Through Genesis Communications on GCN Live, through iHeartRadio, and multiple affiliates throughout the country. So this is a pretty, pretty good opportunity to promote you or promote your business, all in the name of a good cause. So go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Follow the Fight Blood Cancer sponsor link and click on where you could donate. And you can do it by credit card, PayPal, etc. And it's a good cause. You'll be put in as a raffle, and then I will choose the winner on the weekend and notify you guys on Monday. So I will be blindfolded when I choose the winner. Let's go to the phone calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'd like to know why we get shingles if we've already had the chicken pox as children. I thought the antibodies from the chicken pox would prevent shingles. I'd like her to answer that. Thank you.
Yeah, for those of you that ever listen to the show and they can't do it live, you can always reach me on my answer line through 1-877-DOCDALI. When I'm here on radio, it'll come through, but if not, there's an answer line. So I wish you were live, because that's actually a good question. You get the chicken pox. Okay, so we're talking about chicken pox and shingles. You get the chicken pox as a kid, right? Okay, the virus affects you, etc. And then the virus subsides in one of your nerves. It never really goes away. So it subsides, and it usually doesn't reactivate. Very rarely we've heard of a secondary chicken pox eruption, but your antibodies protects you against chicken pox from happening again. It's the same. It's your varicella IgG. The varicella IgM comes on for the first month, then the IgG takes over. So you have these circulating antibodies, and your chicken pox is still there in your body, but it just decides to stay out and camps out in one nerve. When it decides to reactivate, just because you have the antibodies doesn't mean it's going to fight it and make it go away, just like the flu. Okay, I mean, even if you have antibodies, you could still get the flu. Okay, and so just because you have chickenpox doesn't mean you have a natural immunity. You have a natural immunity towards most likely getting chickenpox all over again, but it deciding to reactivate and come out, just like mono. Mono, you'll come down with mono, the Epstein-Barr virus, and you'll have then antibodies, right? Okay, you'll get the Epstein-Barr virus, etc. Then it decides to quiesce, but it stays dormant in your body. When it decides to come back up, the antibodies don't necessarily stop it from happening. Those antibodies are made because it recognizes it in your body, but sometimes these antibodies, they don't dejectively squat, they don't stop it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Paul over the break wants to know why the chickenpox vaccine doesn't protect you against shingles. If you're an adult, it's a good question. It's a good question, but it's going to sound kind of confusing. Why can't you use the chickenpox vaccine to prevent shingles? You know what? Why can't medicine be a little simpler? Okay, you would think it would be simpler, but it's not because these viruses are stupid. Anyway, all right, so shingles is the adult form of kids' chickenpox, right? Kids' chickenpox stays in your system, becomes an adult. If you have received the if you are a kid that gets the chickenpox vaccine and never gets chickenpox, then you're not supposed to get shingles. You see what I mean? Because the chickenpox vaccine, the ViraVax, is supposed to prevent you from getting shingles to begin with. So that's why it really isn't applicable to do a chickenpox vaccine to prevent shingles. You're doing a chickenpox vaccine in your kids to prevent chickenpox. For shingles, we give you the varicella vaccine, the one dose, as an adult. You see, it's a varicella vaccine. So you know, these kids getting their chickenpox dose, they're hopefully not going to be getting chickenpox to begin with, so that'll never turn to shingles. But for those of us, and we all had chickenpox, although some of you younger people that listen to the show, you had a chickenpox vaccine, we would be the ones that, although the vaccinated ones probably don't need the shingles vaccine, obviously, in adult life. You guys kind of get it? Okay. So it's one of those things where it only protects you once you have the disease. If you've never really had the disease, it's not going to protect you. Okay. All right. Now, good question though. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about these kids here. The fourth graders accused of bullying and selling marijuana at school. This is in Greeley, Colorado. Apparently, four 10-year-olds are suspended from Montfort Elementary for a few days, you think? But they got significant suspensions, right? Because they brought marijuana to their school playground, they used it, and they sold it. All right, I guess, let me see here. On Monday, one fourth grader sold marijuana to three other fourth graders. How much? $11. Okay, now, no. Okay, stop. No, you're not going to be able to get cheap marijuana by hanging out. Don't be doing that. Okay, I don't know. I mean, you know, I remember when I was in the third grade, we had to make a store. Remember what we had to do? We had to do that in the younger grades where we had to actually come up with a product that people wanted and sold. And it was a brilliant, it was probably one of my, you guys thought dissecting in school was one of my favorite things. I have to step back for a second. My favorite thing ever to do in school was making money from a product, coming up with a product design, doing some marketing analysis to find out which product people would want. Then you had a little store, a little table, you sold the said product, you promoted the said product, you advertised the said product, and then you tried to get other people to sell the product for you. It was brilliant. I loved it. And if I wasn't in medicine, I probably would have been in business somehow, because I just really dig that kind of stuff. And so, you know, we would like sell, I don't know, pencils or baked goods or something that people would want. So you have to, you know, at least, you know, look back for a second here. If this wasn't pot, appreciate the fact that you have kids trying to be entrepreneurs. Okay. The only problem is they're selling drugs, which isn't illegal anymore. The next day, one of the same fourth graders brought an edible form of marijuana to the fourth grader who sold the pot, and then he ate the candy bar. It was some sort of a candy bar edible. He didn't get sick, and according to the school's district director, he did not feel the effect. So it looks like some of these kids, they know how to sell the pot, they just don't know how to make big goods. So you can't just sell pot. Wow. This has got to be, either these kids are very, very smart, or this has to be instrumented and choreographed by an adult. So basically, somebody doesn't know how to cook or bake. So you're having the supplier find a baker who can then turn around, make a baked goods. The other fourth grader was probably bringing it back to the campus for them to test the baked goods and to see if that would work. So then they could just, this is sick. I mean, if this is an adult orchestrating this, and these kids really need to just get their butts back into school and be glued to their chair. So, you know, are you guys talking to your kids about marijuana? Right, you guys probably need to start talking to your kids about brownies. All right, do you guys talk to your kids about brownies? Okay, and greens and things like that, because marijuana is not going to be coming to your kid in a tube at that age. It's going to be coming in a form that's a little bit more attractive to these kids. Now, marijuana could go into anything. You could probably even do a marijuana mouthwash, my guess, at this point. All right, and it's very easily amenable to other products. And so, just if your kids are running around playing and like, oh, Mom, every day I get my brownies. Remember how hungry we would get? I mean, I still get hungry, but I remember in school I was always hungry and always wanted some sort of baked goods. If someone was selling brownies or those lemon bars. Oh, you know what I like? I didn't even realize I like it. I like those little baby lemon bars that have all that powdered sugar on top. But the texture, they're like really, really, you could like bounce them. They're very, very thick not very, very thick, thick, but they're very condensed. I love those. If any of my patients are coming to see me, make me some of those. But no marijuana. I just want the lemon bars. That's all. Those are like really yummy. So these kids want baked goods. So anyway, you got to talk to them about that. 1-877-DOCTOR. Yeah, my nose is still running. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, okay, what about adults and marijuana? Okay, so there was a study that came out discussing how marijuana affects the heart. Now, I know, you know, many people have been like, you know, wait a second here, okay? You know, marijuana doesn't kill. You know, marijuana doesn't. Well, you know, here's the thing. We may not have documented deaths from marijuana use, but now all of a sudden you're starting to see these studies. Why? Because our researchers have had to kind of double time it now because marijuana is becoming more and more legal. So this new study, oh, sorry about that. My computer's on. Hold on. My kids were playing on this computer. There we go. Okay. So anyway, a new study has found that marijuana could actually cause complications with your heart and even resulting in death. The paper was published in the Journal of American Heart Association, found that nearly 2% of health complications from marijuana use were linked to cardiovascular death. They say cannabis can trigger cardiovascular complications. This is according to the author study. The author, what's his name? Oh, it just says the authors. Oh, they were French authors, okay? Cannabis may trigger cardiovascular complications and therefore should be regarded as so by health practitioners and by users who often admit the dangers of drugs like cocaine and amphetamines but minimize that of cannabis. Yeah, I remember I was on air and one of you guys called up livid, one of my XM listeners. Marijuana doesn't kill. Where's documentation that somebody has died from marijuana? Well, we have documentation that marijuana can alter your mentation and people get into car accidents, etc. But I don't know if we had at the time documentation of people dying. All right, there was a kid that I believe was hospitalized because he ate his grandma's brownies, marijuana brownies. In their analysis, as researchers found 22 out of 35 of these 2,000 marijuana users having heart problems, and 20 had a heart attack. 10 of 35 cases had arteries blockage in their limbs. Well, 3 were associated with artery blockage in their brain. 9 out of the 35 patients died from cardiovascular complications. Now, some of you are saying, well, wait a second, Dahlia. You had told us a story of many pot smokers actually smoke regular cigarettes. So that could be cigarette related. They were supposed to have already gleaned all that out, filtered that out for the study. So these were supposed to be, it wasn't supposed to be related to smoke, but that could be an issue. I mean, if tobacco and cigarettes and filtered cigarettes can cause heart disease, then unfiltered marijuana should as well. Why? Because there's pollutants. You know what I think we all need to do is in school see the electron microscope type looks of all the little particles that are in these things. So then you see what actually sits there and starts to laden your lung linings, okay? Of course, you know, marijuana can cause issues. It's just we don't know who's smoking it and we don't have a study. You know, now we have people going, absolutely, now you can enroll me in the study. Marijuana is legal, enroll me in the study and watch my heart. So we're gonna start to see more studies like that. But just warn your kids about that, okay? And if you do have a heart problem, lay off the doobs. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom working the dials. Again, we are doing a raffle. We are raffling off an interview on the Dr. Dahlia Show for anybody that donates at least $25 or more. They win kind of a raffle ticket, and we will let the winner know who gets to win an interview on our show. The money is going to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, helping kids fight blood cancer. It's a phenomenal cause. We're only talking $25, and that puts you in for a pretty good prize, okay? And sometimes I even decide to pick two winners. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. And a big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for also allowing me to do this. So go to my website at drdahlia.com. Well, they probably think that whoever's going to win the interview is going to have much better content than me. DrDahlia.com. Follow the link to fight blood cancer. Click on the link and I'll show you how to donate. Please, if you have any trouble donating, just email me at DrDahlia.com and I'll show you where the link is, because it's a secure site through the LLS. Don't be sending me your money. Just do it through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, okay? Okay, this is everybody's kind of worst nightmare. I want to talk about a doctor that's getting sued because he was making fun of a patient when they were unconscious. But really quickly, one of you asked, what's the difference between the chickenpox vaccine and the shingles vaccine? I guess we're still talking about that. It's a good subject. Okay, the chickenpox vaccine versus the ViraVax is your chickenpox vaccine that we give to kids. The Zostavax, the vaccine for shingles, okay? From what I understand, it's like, I don't know, like a bunch of times stronger than the ViraVax, okay? I was looking it up on the CDC website. It's about 14 times stronger. You're not supposed to be giving the shingles vaccine, the Zostavax, to kids, all right? And you don't give the ViraVax, the chickenpox vaccine, to adults. It's not strong enough. Don't be substituting either. Okay, so it's there are different vaccines because of the quantitation of the potency issue. Okay. Okay. All right. So I hope that answers your question. Great question. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. All right. So a man is suing his doctors for mocking him while he was unconscious. This is being reported by Fox News. Apparently, a colonoscopy patient in Virginia says he used his cell phone to record instructions given to him prior to him being put under for his April 18th, 2013 procedure. Okay? Because he was going in for a colonoscopy and then he kept the cell phone on to record what he was supposed to do. Well, he said he accidentally left it on. How many people accidentally leave it on? But still, you know, he's happy he did. He accidentally left it on and it recorded. All right. He says his doctors kept mocking him relentlessly. For example, they say Dr. Tiffany Ingham is heard saying to the unconscious patient, quote, "And really, after 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit." He said the doctor allegedly called him a big wimp and a quote-unquote retard, joking about firing a gun up his rectum, made fun of the guy's alma mater, Mary Washington College, and threatened to falsely note on his chart that he had hemorrhoids. He said, according to his recording, the medical team joked about a rash on his penis, speculating that it might be syphilis. Then the doctor allegedly said, "It's probably tuberculosis in the penis, so you'll be all right." Then the doctor strategized about how to avoid him after surgery. Right now, the patient is suing for $1.35 million in damages. Now, this is something that I think panics many of us, because when we go under and we're naked and we're in a compromised position, we are assuming doctors are professional. Now, I am going to tell you this right now. In all my years of training and all my assistings of surgeries and colonoscopies, I have never, ever witnessed such behavior. So this is not what doctors do. There's absolutely no reason. Okay. It's frowned upon. Okay. You know, even when I want to make a joke about something else, like if I want to talk about, I don't know, who was relevant back then in the 90s? I don't know. Let's say I was making an O.J. Simpson joke. Still, you would have some circulating nurse or somebody in the room that just didn't have that much of a sense of humor. Okay? And so you just didn't really make jokes, okay? If the patient is under, what do doctors talk about? Well, I was a student, so of course I was being taught. So the doctor was like, "You stupid idiot, you really can't find the artery. The artery's right there. Pay attention, you know, and quit making jokes." So, you know, doctors would say that to me. But we weren't making fun of the patient. I never heard any doctor make fun of somebody's hairy legs, hair distribution, rectum, etc. Now, could this happen? Could a patient really, really tick off a doctor enough where they make fun of them? I've had patients that tick me off, but I don't make fun of them. I just discharge them. You know, there's really no reason, and that's not even funny. Really, saying he has hemorrhoids in his chart, that's not even something funny. And doctors don't even find that funny because hemorrhoids are common. So, it would be very, very interesting not that we want to see the tape, but it'd be interesting to hear the tape. But if this did happen, I'm really surprised that this would even be even tolerated. This doesn't make any sense. You know, wow. I want to apologize. I mean, if this did really happen, that's embarrassing. That is absolutely an embarrassment to the medical community to think that somebody would be sitting there making fun of a patient when they're under. But, you know, I've had a couple colonoscopies, and when I woke up, nobody was giggling. So I feel like it was fine. See, usually when I go in for my colonoscopy, I want to get everybody's gigglies out of the way. Okay, so I'm sitting there usually making the jokes, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so there's really nothing more that could be said. That was a technique a lot of us used in school. Okay, before a bully could make fun of you, you would already bring up what was make fun of. Like, for example, my mom was, you know, my mom and dad were poor. So every now and then they would buy me an outfit from the grocery store. There would be something at the grocery store, and so they would just buy that and, you know, give it to me for clothes. So I wasn't in the most attractive, most popular brand clothing wear. And I had no shoes, so they bought me a pair of red shoes at the grocery store. And I had to wear a dress that day to school, and the only thing I had was this purple kind of dress outfit. So I basically wore red tennis shoes with a purple dress. I was embarrassed as crazy. I was like in the fourth grade. So what did I do? Before anybody could even make fun of me, I was like, everybody check out my red shoes. You know, I just put it out there. And I'm like, and I was, you know, I just threw it out there. And then if anybody came up and said something about the red shoes, like, that's old. We already talked about the red shoes. Yeah, been there, done that already. So when I go in for my colonoscopy, that's what I do. And luckily, none of the doctors, I think, even have a sense of humor that usually do my colonoscopy, etc. But that's just a technique I do. But please don't think this happens. That's frightening. I'll keep you guys posted as we hear more about that. But man, oh. I know, you think back and you go, oh my gosh, you know. We'll move on. The 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Oh, we're coming up on break. They say many of us are walking around with kidney disease, and early signs of it are very easily ignored. So we're going to talk about some early signs of kidney disease. And then I also want to talk about the study where if you have something painful going on, sticking it under a magnifying glass can help you feel better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raffling off a chance to win an interview on my show. We play live coast-to-coast on Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, iHeartRadio, and multiple affiliates throughout the country, as well as streaming online. So it's a great opportunity to promote what you do in your business, etc. But we need you to donate at least least $25 to Kids Fighting Blood Cancer, go to my website at drdahlia.com and put in for a chance to win. Any donation gives you one ticket. For however many increments of 25 gets you multiple tickets. So it just kind of increases your chance to win the raffle. So please, please, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Find the Fight Blood Cancer link and go ahead and click. Okay, so pain. We are always trying to think of non-pain medicine ways to deal with pain, and this is pretty cool, okay? There's a study that found that if you magnify a body part, it can help dull the intensity of pain. A psychologist from the University of Milano Bicocca, Italy, thinks magnification works as people are prepared for pain and therefore they feel it less intensely. So let's say you stub your toe or you hurt your thumb. Grab a magnifying glass and look at it. Now, me, I have to rub it out and I have to cuss. Remember we talked about that cursing study where they had a bunch of men put their hand in a bowl of ice water, and they had to sit there and be quiet, and then when it got to the point where they couldn't take it, they had to pull it out. Yet the men who could sit there and curse and cuss the whole time could keep their hand for seconds longer. All right, yeah, I know. It's just kind of fun. Yeah, I know, my kids are kind of learning that now. See, you know, they've kind of realized that if they hurt themselves, they've been dropping words. Now, usually if I hear them swear, I'm like all on them, like, you know, bees on honey. But, you know, they're like, oh, they hurt themselves. Oh, I'm blah, 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 blah. So I'm so busy dealing with the bleeding that I forget to bust them for the cussing. And they know, you know, and then now they feel like, okay, well, I got away with it once and I could curse. So I'm working on that with them. You know, I don't know where they get it from. They probably get it from their father. Anyway, so let's talk about these Italian researchers. I know, they do sound sexy. In an experiment described in the journal Neuropsychologica, or Psychology, I'm trying to do it in Italian, sorry, researchers subjected participants to a pinprick on one fingertip after using, I know you guys were thinking we were talking about another body part you could magnify. No, we're talking about the finger. Come on, people. Anyway, participants were subjected to a pinprick on one fingertip after using a lens to either magnify or shrink the size of the hand receiving the pinprick. The scientists then compared participants' responses. Boy, there's a lot of P's in this. Scientists then compared participants' responses in the hand that appeared completely normal, neither magnified or appearing smaller. This is according to Live Science. They measured the change in sweat production on the... Boy, see, this could have been a lot more interesting. Okay, then they measured the change in sweat production on the hands to examine the conductance response or electrical properties of the skin. Boy, when we researchers do something, they really know how to borify it. And I guess that indicates several levels of arousal in humans. Again, we're just talking about a finger, people. I'm sorry. Danielle Romano, an experimental psychologist at the University of Milano Bicocca in Milan, Italy, explained, when a human is aroused, scared, or excited, the skin produces more sweat. This boosts its electrical conductivity. Scientists found that when participants saw their hand under a magnifying glass, they felt a less intense pain than in the hand that they looked at normally. Okay, I could have just told you to just stick a magnifying glass in front of the hand. Come on. Okay, they reported anticipating the pain more when the hand appeared larger. Okay, and then they were waiting for the pain. They were more mentally prepared. They were gripped and ready for it. And then they found that it hurt slightly less. Okay, but they said, of course, you know, the science of pain is not precise. Well, duh. I mean, this wasn't very, very precise. But, you know, if you are ready for it, you know, you're ready for it, you're ready for it, you're more prepared when it comes to pain. So if you're, I guess, looking, you know, if you're magnifying something, you're like, okay, I could see that. I think a lot of pain is perception. How many of us have touched a stove? And then we don't even realize it till a couple seconds later, because of course it takes time for the pain receptors to get up to the brain and for the brain to process it and go, oh, that hurts. You know, and many of us don't even realize we're hurting ourselves, you know, until, you know, we're looking at it and, you know, it takes us a while. Some of us are kind of getting slower here, but, you know, for those of you that get tats and, you know, for those of you that have to get procedures, you know, sometimes the looking away, I don't think really helps. I think sometimes you need to see it. I need to watch. If I'm getting blood drawn, I need to see it. If I see it, it hurts less. And blood drawing really shouldn't hurt that much, honestly. 1-877-DOC-DALY. I get patients all the time. No, I don't want to get blood work done because it hurts. You know, and I'm like, I know, but you know, how else, you know, how else can we get blood out of you? Trust me, you don't want to have a period. That hurts too. Early signs of kidney disease are often ignored, all right? What is an early sign of kidney disease? I've done this with you guys on a pop quiz. Okay? Any answers? I've had to blow my nose. Protein. If you have protein in the urine, that could be a sign of kidney disease. They say many times that gets overlooked. Now, for any of you who are my patients, you guys know that I chase that protein around like it's my kids. If I see protein in the urine, I then, you know, recheck it. Maybe I do a 24-hour urine, see how much protein you're dumping. So I watch protein like crazy because I live in the part of the country where we have a lot of older individuals, and many people have been popping aspirin and Buffarin and anti-inflammatories for years. So I look for kidney disease. But they say proteinuria is a sign that your kidneys aren't functioning well. Researchers tested nearly 300 patients who were admitted to a hospital in Albany, New York, and one in Chicago. 40% were found to have proteinuria, but just 37% of those with the condition were actually being treated for it. One third of the patients had high blood pressure, but only 43% of them were even being tested with an anti-proteinuric high blood pressure drug. Those would be the ACE inhibitors and the angiotensin blockers. These things protect the kidney. So if you have protein in the urine, we usually use your ACE inhibitors or your ARBs. And we've talked about that. And, you know, doctors say, especially kidney doctors, they say this is treatable. All right. They say we've known for years that these medicines like captopril, benazepril, etc., or your ARBs, Diovan, Losartan, Cozaar, Benicar, etc., slow the progression of kidney damage. All right, but they were surprised that 60% of the patients who had proteinuria really weren't taking these medications. Now, you know, I've had kids come in with protein in the urine, and the first thing I ask them is, "Are you eating protein bars or drinking protein shakes, etc.?" And they're like, "Well, yeah, it's healthy, though." And I'm like, "Well, no, not entirely. It's not entirely healthy, all right? Because if your body is taking in protein that it really can't digest and use, it's going to have to dump. And you don't want your kidneys to work any harder than they have to. So sometimes it's just an issue of us decreasing the amount of protein in your diet. But for a lot of you, you guys have, you know, caused strain on your kidney. And we talked about kidneys the other day. What can hurt the kidneys? The same thing that could hurt the heart. High cholesterol could hurt the kidneys. High blood pressure could hurt the kidneys. Diabetes could hurt the kidneys. And these anti-inflammatory medications can hurt the kidneys and the heart. So whatever could hurt your heart could hurt your kidneys. Period. Okay? Soda pop. I don't think soda pop is very healthy on the kidneys, and soda pop is not healthy for the heart, especially the high fructose corn syrup. So just test yourself. Getting punched. That's not good for the heart? Same thing. You don't want to get punched in the kidneys? Bad for the kidneys. So you see, it's all the same thing. Blockages. Are blockages good for the heart? No. Are blockages good for the kidney? No. See? So it's a very easy way to figure this out. For those of you that don't know if you have protein in the urine, go and get checked. It's a simple urine test. For those of you that go and get a urinalysis, just watch your pee when you pee in the toilet. If it gets kind of all frothy and bubbly, that could be a sign of a lot of protein in the urine. Okay? Very, very bubbly. We've talked about that. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left direct. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.